Larry, would you like to say the prayer?
I can do that.
Thank you.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful today for our many blessings. We're grateful for this beautiful day. We're grateful for this ranch, our ranch family, and the association we have one to another. Grateful for the opportunity to meet and create memories and to do ranch business. We pray, Father, that would watch over and bless and comfort and protect our ranch family, those members we have who may be unable to be here today. Bless them with strength. Uplift them from affliction. Especially bless those who have suffered loss. And we pray for thy spirit to be with us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Is Roland Bean here? Roland Bean.
Okay, now,
do we have an official roll? Is there something people been signing in, or are we just going to do the roll call by going around?
No, they need to sign in, so we can pass this around.
You do, because I didn't have people signed it with their tags, so you might want to just let it go around the tables that didn't sign.
I don't want to know what it is, but the signing sheet.
Okay. All right, there are roll calls coming around. If you haven't signed the sheet, sign it, please. And yes, we're going to move on to the monthly minutes, August. Okay, last month we didn't vote during the meeting on the July minutes, because there was a couple of corrections, and once we got those corrections approved, then we voted by email, and they were approved by email, and then it was put on the website after that. But I sent out last month's meeting to the board, and I make the motion that we approve the meetings as I sent them out. And Michael second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay. It passed. I also, the last year's annual meeting minutes were put on the web page, and sometimes in the past we've read them, but last year we just put it up for make a motion to approve them. And hopefully everybody was able to read and on the web page. If not, does anybody want to go over them right now? If not, I make a motion that we approve last year's minutes as they have been put out and put on the web page or website. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Larry second. And this is for the members to vote also. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, thank you. Passed the unanimously. Okay, now we're going to do an introduction of the candidates. They can give a little spiel. except I'm going to ask Dan Wirt to stand up and comment on the fact that I got my Sunday go-to-meeting coveralls on. Just wanted to point that out. All right, who's candidates? Mike, let's start with you, Mike. And then you guys can just come on up and pass this around. What did you... I spoke to Kathy, and you said she might go better first.
You want to go first?
It don't matter.
You go first. Well, we'll do it together. How about that? We'll do it together.
All right. Introduce yourselves.
Okay.
Tell us your lot numbers.
Two mics. Let's both get a mic and then speak.
If you're going to interfere with each other, you got to push that whole button up.
I guess we have to stand a little bit. Okay. Well, I'm Kathy Pierce. I've been a member since 96, and I own lot 2324. Most people know me. I have served on the board for 4 years. I've enjoyed the ranch. I love the ranch. Our family comes out here often, and I hope someday to retire out here. Things that I did get accomplished while I was on the board, we did open the door to renovate the cabins. I dealt personally with clients that were looking at buying here and wanted the cabins to be safe, and they had made comments about some of the issues that we had. So when I was on the board, I did bring that up to be able to work on those cabins and do renovations. And me and Mike and several good members stepped up and did the renovation on Cabin 7. And that was the first cabin that was done. In the meantime, we have done a lot of volunteers. That was starting and initiated of the volunteer program. And this last year, not being on the board, but we did open up a cabin committee. I believe it was very successful. And we did accomplish a lot of the things. We've got over 500 hours that were accounted for just the members of the cabin committee and the other members that did help with doing the cabins. We have got unrecorded over 500 or 600 hours of unrecorded hours of people that worked mainly. We got Brent and the Collins and the preparation of putting the cabin committee together, and hours that we spent putting the situations of the cabins and what needed to be done and inspections and all of that other stuff. So there's been a lot of time. I believe that volunteer work is very important with Deer Springs Ranch. My motto is that we own the ranch, and we should be able to have a say on the ranch, and we need to treat it as our own. And I'm going to turn the remaining over to Mike.
Thank you, Kathy. My name is Mike McNichols. My wife Sue and I bought up here 8 years ago, and we love the ranch. It's our second home, home away from home, in our extended family. I was on the board for a couple of years previously, and running for the board again. And why am I running for the board? Because if you're on the board, you have the ability to be involved in and make decisions on things that are going to benefit all of the members of the ranch. I believe everybody's voice should be heard and listened to. Obviously, if we've got 305 lots, you're not going to be able to make everybody happy, but the goal should be to do the best job we possibly can for everybody at the ranch. Kathy already talked about the cabin committee. Any of you who are on the DSROA email list received an email from me back at the end of May, and I made copies. I've got 20 copies here that I'll pass around, and it lists the actual names of the volunteers, the people who worked with Kathy and I and the other cabin committee members to do work on the cabins. I'll just summarize the total. Out of 75 high-priority projects for all 10 cabins, we completed 69 of them, which is 92%. out of 156 total projects that we had planned for, purchased materials for, and we're hoping to complete, we actually completed 123 out of the 156, or a total of 79%. So the good news is there's still more opportunity for you guys to volunteer and do more work, because there's more that will need to be done. Last thing I want to say is there's been some, and I'll just start passing these around. I didn't make one for everybody, but you just pass them around. If you want one, take one. There's been some discussion about money that was spent by the cabin committee and how much was spent, when was it spent, why was it spent. And I just want to clear the air. If anybody has any questions, I've got all the receipts for everything that I did. I'm an open book. You know, we're not trying to hide anything. We're just trying to help the ranch. That's what we were doing with the cabin committee in the first place. And as a, just a frame of reference, we started all of this in December of last year. So we did the initial walkthrough of all the cabins in December, and then we were working to put together the plan and ask for volunteers and get everything purchased and in place so we could do all of the work before the cabins opened in the spring. So obviously all the planning and preparation was done in January, February, March. And everything that was done by the cabin committee was done in conjunction with Kevin Poole, who was on the board at that time, and in conjunction with all the rest of the board members. They were included in everything. But just to make it 100% clear, first of all, some people may ask, why did I spend any money at all of my personal money? The answer is, right from the start, we were concerned that there wouldn't be enough money in the budget for DSROA and the normal annual budget to cover all the expenses. So I volunteered to use my own business account, which gives me discounts. I can get pallets full of stuff delivered to my driveway in Kanab for $20, get a whole truckload of stuff to my driveway for $20, and then bring it out here. So I volunteered to use my own money, my own accounts, to get discounts for the ranch and also to delay payment until later in the year after we knew how much money was going to be coming in. So that's why I spent any money at all in the first place. But these are the numbers, and I've got receipts. I spent $426.89 at Costco for 10 brand-new fire extinguishers. We got them on sale for $39 a piece. I spent $955 and change for supplies at Lowe's for the lower cabins. That all got delivered to my house in Kanab, and then I brought it all out here. The two of those things together were $1,381.97, and I've already been reimbursed for that money by DSROA. I also spent $537.02 for supplies for the upper cabins, and I have not been reimbursed for that yet, and hopefully will be in the future. The total for all of that is $1,918.99. That's all the materials for all of the cabins for all of those projects that were completed. And that total dollar amount is 15.99% of the budget for the year. So we only spent 16% of the budget to do all of the work that was done in the spring. And, you know, I respect Kevin Poole wanting to keep money back for emergencies. I mean, that's just smart to do. So, anyway, anybody has any questions about any of the things that the cabin committee did or any of the money, want to see receipts, come see me. Thank you.
Barry.
I don't want my back to some of these people. Hi, I'm Barry Clarkson. I've been involved in the ranch. I was just thinking the other day, either my 7th or 8th birthday was right into that crabapple tree just outside of the ranch house playing dominoes with my mom. So I've been involved in the ranch since before it was Deer Springs Ranch. I've also been involved in the board for 3 or 4 different cycles of election and been president during 2 of those. The reason why I'm running for the board, a lot of you have asked me why I want to get back involved. I think that there are some important things that need to be addressed. related to water rights, related to water systems, related to liability, and some of those things that I think I can help with. And as you, some of you know, I'm involved in a lot of those things anyway, because I typically try to volunteer to help do deeds or documents or legal work that needs to be done. And so as long as I'm involved, I would like to have a little bit of the ability to direct how that goes. And I think I can help save some time in moving some of these things forward. We can't do everything for everybody, and so there's going to have to be some priorities made. And I think most of you know how I work. I don't keep anything a secret, and I don't hide anything. I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking, and if we don't agree, then I'll just say, well, we have to agree to disagree and move forward with me doing what I think is best for the ranch and for the overall membership. I'm open to comments, and I think it's important to have the pulse of the membership, and I think it's important that we understand what everybody's desires are. But as a legal principle, at the end of the day, the board needs to make a decision and move forward and make things happen. So that's what I'm here for, and that's why I'm running again. We probably should excuse my brother-in-law, Dirk, Dirk and Ben both had engagements planned before they were nominated, and Dirk's in either Vietnam or Cambodia today, and Ben's with family in Las Vegas for an event. But anyway, there has been some concern expressed that, is this a Clarkson takeover? Is this an attempt, a coup on the board? I assure you, it is not. When I looked at some of the issues that need to be resolved and I think we need to address, I somewhat recruited two people that I know have a great deal of experience in the area, especially of water rights and water work. They happen to be related to me, but as many of you know, there's no telling. Certainly Ben and certainly Dirk as well. They're free thinkers. They'll do what they think is best in the ranch as well as me. But that's really why I'm here and what I'm hoping to accomplish through the next election cycle. That's it. Amen.
All right. So, well, now we know where Ben and Dirk are or are not. We know they're not here. Who else, Tina?
I'm Tina Collins. I don't know why we're asked to do a presentation, because most everybody already turned their votes in. So I hope everybody has fun and enjoys the day. I had a lot of sleepless nights and busy days organizing and putting up the shade sails, and we've been here for, 2 weeks now doing all this work. So I hope everybody has fun and enjoys the food and put your vote in and make some bids. Let's make some money for next year. The past 2 years, the auction has made $4,000 each year. So if we can get another good year this year, maybe we can build an actual cover or a barbecue, or we'll have some good funds available to actually improve our area. So to make board meetings and annual meetings and everything better. So let's hope we can make some money. So I hope everybody brought their money. So that's it.
Is Marcia Painter here? Marcia Painter. This is the last call for ballots. If you have a ballot and it is in your hand, it better be in my bag in the next 4 minutes or you will lose out.
So what other candidate? Who other candidates are here?
I'm Jordan. Oh. Scott, could you hand that down there?
My name is Michael Jordison. I'm 67. We bought in 2017. Bought in 2017. I've spent the last few years the treasurer, which is not the sexiest job. Mostly makes enemies. But I hope to continue. I'll make it short and sweet. one thing I have learned over the past 2 years is that no matter what you think it is going into it, it's a lot more work, a lot more energy, and it takes a lot. So that's it for me. Jerry Glover or Greg Maurer? Greg Maurer's not here, so Jarrett.
Okay.
All right. Jerry Glover, lot 12. My wife and I, Rachel, bought 4 years ago. And I'm just here so we don't get fined.
Don't get fined. Is that all of our candidates?
Oh, is that all of our candidates?
It's here, I guess.
That's here.
Oh. Okay. All right. So you heard Danielle that she needs her ballots.
Make sure the mic's up.
Oh, you need to. She needs your ballots. And
did I miss anybody on the roll call?
So is the time up? All right. Okay, review of the year by the board members.
Cade, we'll start with you.
Thanks. So I feel it's been a pretty good year. We've had a few contentious items, but overall I think a lot of things have been accomplished. When I first got on the board, I actually went back through like 5 years of annual meeting minutes and kind of made a list of things that still are kind of waiting for and decisions hadn't been made. And I think I haven't gone through the list again just to verify everything, but with the cabin committee's help, with the new ranch manager, a few other things that way, I think we've knocked off a good 50 to 75% of that list of that kind of outstanding items. So there's still a lot of work to be done. We need to do some more work. I've been over roads this year, so kind of accomplishment on the roads. We did document the culverts. I wouldn't say we've documented all the culverts, especially over on Slide. I had some of the scouts over there doing stuff, and I think they might have missed one or two. They're pretty quick to get some stuff done, but I don't know that they're as thorough as some of our other members. But we do have a starting list of the culverts and where they're located, their GPS location. We've done a couple road improvements. We've got about half the budget left still this year. And my goal is to really have us focus on Slide if we can get some more work done over on Slide. It's probably one of the worst areas of the ranch right now, trying to get in and out, and especially when things are wet. So if we can try and get that a little bit improved, that's kind of what we're looking for going forward. But overall, I think the board, it's been great working with this board, and got to know them a lot better and kind of some of their working personalities and stuff that way. I think took a little bit to get going, but I think we've made some good progress.
Corey.
Go ahead.
My name is Phil Hall. I'm lot 44 and 58. I've been here about 30 years, and I've been on the board and president of the board a number of times. And so my question about roads is, I noticed that we had a budget of about $27,000 for roads. Is that right? And then as you look at the accounting, I see $300 was spent on grading. There was about, I don't know, $12,000 or so spent on contracted services, right? I would like to see a breakdown of that accounting on contracted services. Was it for gravel? Was it for grading? Was it? And then there was a cost of culverts. So
Many of you, they're here driven up and down the roads. The roads have always been a contention, a worry, a problem. And on our main road going up through the ranch, the gravel is disappearing. And on rainy days, you're in mud. And so my question is, why haven't we, I would like to see more gravel distributed on at least the main road. The main road going from here up to the forest entry.
That's Meadow Canyon.
Meadow Canyon Road.
Meadow Canyon.
Meadow Canyon Road. That is the main road. Okay, Scootumpaw, you mean to get into here? No, it's not the main road to my place. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Right? Anybody here not know what I'm talking about? Raise your hand. Okay, this road right out of here, if you go all the way up to the fish ponds, all the way further and out to the... That's our main road through the middle of the ranch, and we branch off. And at any rate, I want to point out that only $300 was spent on grading. I don't know how much out of contracted services were spent on what. And I think we're sorely in need of at least maintaining the thoroughfare and spreading more gravel. You can't just isolate Slide or Crawford, but you start in the middle and work your way out. I did spend of my own money about $50,000 to gravel a road that went up to my top lot many years ago, 8 or 9 years ago. The ranch reimbursed me through annual dues for about $10,000-$12,000 of that. Not a blade has been up there in 10 or 12 years. It's only my own efforts, and we're having a lot of erosion problems, and we're going to lose that road, and that goes to my property. I'd just like to bring that to your attention, and if you want to answer any of those questions, it's yours.
Okay, so to answer the questions, the contracted services did include some grading. So if you look at going up to the upper cabins, we redid the road going up to the upper cabins because it was all washed out, put in a couple new culverts. The other was for culverts where members actually donated the culverts. And then the ranch took care of putting the labor in order to put in the culverts again to improve the road. So our focus has been to focus on those areas where the members, so again, Phil, appreciate you putting some money and focus into those areas. And that's why the roads are as good as they are in the areas that they are. But we've got other areas along the ranch. And I would say that Slide, even though it's not what I would call the main thoroughfare, it's a main thoroughfare for over half the ranch. And it has had, when we did the culverts, I think there's close to 70, 80 culverts on Meadow Canyon. And on Slide Canyon, we had probably 10. So that kind of just gives you a little bit of an idea of where the difference in the priority is. So again, we do still have more grading planned for this year. We can't grade when it's dry. So we have to kind of coordinate that around the wet time and season. And we've been trying to prioritize around that. So now that it's a little bit cooler, roads are a little bit damper, we get rains periodically, we're hoping to be able to get some of that grading done, and then also put some gravel or cinders. Dale's been volunteering cinders over on the Slide area for quite a while, so if we can try and get that to work and get some of those roads improved a little bit, that's kind of the goal there. So a little bit at a time, and I don't know, Larry, if you want to add to that when you take your time frame, but that's hopefully that answers your question, Phil. We're just trying to prioritize the money we've got. Where we got, and currently most of the money has been spent on Meadow Canyon in past years, and so we need to kind of start putting some of that money around the rest of the ranch. Yeah, it's all broken down, so we can get a broken down list to you after the meeting.
Okay, so my areas of responsibility and kind of a just update for this year on work accomplished or things that happened here at the ranch. I am basically over wildlife, take care of whatever meetings and paperwork and involvement goes into Deer Springs Ranch's membership in the Ponsagunt Landowners Association, which is the group that works with the state as far as mule deer hunting specifically, but we also do some in the areas of mountain lions, bears, turkeys, elk. They disbanded the Ponsagunt Landowners Elk Association when they opened up the unit to wide open elk hunting. I don't know if that's an effort by the state to just wipe out the elk, to try to get the unit back into a true trophy mule deer hunting unit. Sometimes their logic is not very logical, but we don't have any control over that. The ranch, Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association, enjoys a fairly substantial monetary gain from the Mule Deer Association, the funds that are generated by the Ponsagunt Landowners Association. The state of Utah this year cut back that association's number of tags from a total of 18 tags to a total of 9 tags, so basically cut it in half. We were in fear of that basically cutting the revenue in half, but we were able to work with groups of guides and outfitters that were bidding on those tags, and it looks like we're going to still realize about the same amount. The past couple of years, we've been somewhere in the neighborhood of $14,000, $15,000 that went into Deer Springs' general budget fund from that association with the Ponsagunt Landowners Association. The funds have not been done yet this year, but we're hopeful that it's going to be in that same neighborhood. In our budget, we did cut that back significantly, anticipating a fairly big loss, but it's looking like it's not going to be such a great loss, so that will be obviously better for us. I also do the fish pond area and trout. We stocked 400 pounds of rainbow trout again this year. I'd like to see anybody raise a hand that fished at the fish ponds, and two hands if you caught fish at the fish ponds. Anybody fish? I see a few hands. Any two hands? People caught fish? Okay. I have, as of yet, to fish at the fish ponds at Deer Springs Ranch. I take that back. I attempted one day earlier this year with my fly rod just to say I did, and it was way too windy, and all I caught were willows, so I gave it up. But it's a little bit difficult when I spend part of my year in Alaska catching 10, 15, 20, 25, up to 300-pound. Thursday I caught a 300-pound fish, so I'm not very
motivated.
I don't know how to explain it. My partner in Alaska gets mad when I tell people that I don't like to fish. But if you want to know the real, honest, flat-out truth, I don't like to fish. I like to be out. I like to do an adventure. I like to go. I like to hike on the river. I like to show people and teach people. I have allergies. I've created a lot of great memories with great people. Many are no longer around because I spend a lot of time fishing with older people. So I do enjoy seeing the excitement and joy they get from catching a fish. I've had you're perfect, Joe. I enjoy seeing pictures. I've had probably 5 different Deer Springs people this year send me a picture of them or their kids or their guests or their grandchild or a neighbor that they brought here and caught fish, and that's pretty exciting. I actually had one send me a picture saying, "What in the heck is this fish?" And I couldn't answer the question. We stocked the ponds with rainbow trout. Over the years, they have been I won't say illegally, but people have brought fish and dropped in the ponds. And how those fish continue to thrive, it's beyond me. Years ago, we actually had some bass. I think the picture that Michael sent me was actually a smallmouth bass. I could not blow up the picture good enough to see it, but so don't be surprised if you catch something a little bit strange and crazy in those ponds. Jaws, yeah, exactly.
I see the can.
If anybody notices any more nibbling around the willows or stacks of sticks like a beaver is in the ponds, we did catch a beaver in there 2 years ago. I've had reports of somebody seeing, they think it's an otter, but we want to make sure we take care of that just so they don't plug them up and overflow and cause erosion. Another area of my responsibility and things I take care of here at the ranch has been the gravel pit area and the slash pile. We have had several members that have used the slash pile to a very big extent, which is great. That means they're not potentially burning on their own lot, which could become a terrible fire hazard, or dumping limbs and trimmings other places that could cause problems. So I've kept that slash pile pushed down pretty good with the loader and tried to make it better for people to pull in with their trucks and trailers and be able to dump and not fall in the wash or get stuck. We have produced a significant amount of gravel. Yes, Phil. So at the far end of the airstrip, when you drop down into the gravel pit area, instead of continuing on up Meadow Canyon Road, if you'll turn
right
at the gravel pit and head east, it'll lead you right over to the wash. So that's south of the Half Moon Reservoir, north of the end of the airstrip runway. When you go down off the hill, immediately at the bottom of the hill, turn right. Don't continue on through the gravel pit. Yes. If you're coming from the top end of the ranch south, like Phil, if you're coming south, before you enter the gravel pit, you can turn left and go along the flat area where Brent Robinson used to stack piles of gravel out in that area. We had a slash pile, rubbish pile, a mess pile that we've tried to clean up. And I've been continually taking some of it, putting it in the wash, culling out brush and logs and boards and stuff that can go in the wash, and any of the dirt, rocks, gravel, fodder, I've been kind of stacking in the road. I'm continuing to build that up so that the road leaving the edge of the airstrip will continue straight north and down off a new dugway, so you don't have to make the turns and down off a steep shadowed hill into the gravel pit, which becomes kind of dangerous. If I'm in the gravel pit operating a big loader and I back around the corner and there's 15 ATVs coming down in a trail ride, they're never paying attention and they're never watching them. I'm afraid one of them is going to run me over. Actually, I'm not really afraid of them running me over, but I don't want to run them over. I've been involved with some of the other little projects around the ranch in trying to keep water systems from leaking and repairing the J station and repairing water lines and electric lines that Brent's been working on extensively this year in the lower cabins. Kathy had an idea to improve the volleyball court area for a group that I believe her daughter was responsible to bring to the ranch with a church group, and so we completely dug out and leveled the volleyball pit and put a new load of sand in there and a border around it, so it was a little more manageable. It looks like it's growing some pretty good weeds right now. Somebody needs to go play volleyball. Anyway, I don't know of anything other mischievous things I've been up to, but maybe I'm not telling you the whole story. Scott?
All right. The last 2 years, I've been secretary, probably by default, because nobody else wanted to do it. But I didn't either, but anyway. I'd like to thank the board members that I've worked with. They cover up a lot of things that you don't do. I thank Danielle for her patience and putting up with me and also trying to keep me on track. Brent and Larry, I mean, they're here almost all the time, and they do so much. I think most of you realize all the stuff that they do, but, I mean, and when you get on the board, you get to understand and see that they're constantly, I mean, almost every day helping out here on the ranch, and I appreciate that. The last year, the first year I was just secretary, and then this last year they, with Bart, I was over agriculture, and I haven't been out here much because I've been up to Idaho a lot and working, but I appreciate Brent and Larry. They kind of cover and help do a lot of things I was, hoping to get to. And also the Ballards, they've done really well on the fencing. There's always more to do on the fencing, but they've put in a lot of time and effort in that. And Caden, Bart, over water, he's, you just don't realize, all these guys here, Michael, Cade, all these guys put in so many hours. You don't realize it. I mean, I could spend almost full time reading their dang emails, and I don't. And, that's just the emails, let alone the physical work that they do. And back the first year with Kurt, Cindy, and Kevin for that first few months there, I appreciate working with them. People just don't realize how much goes into, a lot of these people who are rerunning now, again, I don't know why, but I do know why. They love the ranch, and they want to see the best for it out here, and I appreciate that. Because a lot of times, it is a thankless job, and a lot of times, it's even worse than that. So I appreciate them wanting to come back and run again, and those who haven't been on the board, I appreciate you wanting to be on the board. Anyway, thank you.
So, Michael, are you going to go over the numbers? All of them?
Not all of them, just the ones you think are important.
So, we've stayed in budget mostly this year. We've had a few things that have come up. First, I want to start with Phil. If you'll send in an email to make sure we get that to the correct email address, if you'll email Danielle, we'll get you the numbers you asked for. So happy to do that. Larry talking about wildlife. The Posigon stuff brings in about, like you said, 4,000. For wildlife, Larry spends about 4,000 a year on fish. So the ranch nets, the numbers, the ranch 1,000 just off of the Posigon and what they provide for us back, letting them hunt. Some of the areas that we had some issues on were, DNRCS stuff. We had to come up a little bit out of pocket for that at the beginning of the year. We had a few months there where the ranch manager's salary wasn't being utilized. And Brent and Larry and many other folks stepped up to the plate and made sure that the ranch continued to function until we had a replacement. So far, Cody has stepped up, and we hired Cody, and he seems to be doing a fantastic job. Any other numbers you specifically want me to talk about?
No, I just wanted you to touch the highlights.
Those are some of the highlights. This year we'll come in a little under budget on the ranch manager salary. Not a lot, but a little bit, simply due to the fact that Brent, Larry, and Tina, and there were several other people that stepped up. Christina. I know I'm going to forget somebody, so please forgive me. There were a lot of people that stepped up to the plate and made sure that we continue to function and people had a cabin to come to with clean laundry. So, that's it for me.
All right. Now for the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. Scott has not taken nearly enough credit for all the work he did on the cabinets. I don't know how many people have toured the ranch house and taken a look at all the work that got done there. But Scott donated thousands of dollars of cabinet sand. He also spent hundreds of hours of his own time putting them in and modifying them. And so from that perspective, he's like,
can you?
Huh?
They can't hear you.
They can hear me. All right. Anyway, Scott needs to take credit for that. Let's see. Now we're still working on the 40,000 gallon tank upgrades. We have one of them completed. We have the parts and pieces to get the other one together. And now that Larry's back, we'll probably get that done as soon as possible. We fixed the J station. We had multiple problems with the J station. We finally decided to bite the bullet and spend the big money and get the appropriate fittings rather than trying to keep gluing those fittings together. They just kept blowing apart. What you don't know is that even though we have a pressure reducing valve and we reduce the pressure to about 40 pounds for cabins 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, the pressure down here is 95 pounds. Can't lower the pressure anymore for 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If we do, then the on-demand water heaters won't work. And so we're on the cusp of, we got pretty high pressure down here, and we got to be careful about things. So Larry and I kind of made the arbitrary decision that from now on we're not going to cheap out when we fix things. We'll just fix them and, you know, bite the bullet. We had a number of water failures this year, test failures. Came right back and passed everything. The state might be coming after us to do a chlorination thing. I myself personally say that we don't lay down in front of them. We fight them because I think that's – we know the reasons we pay. We had the failures. We fixed – we corrected the problems and we – And then we passed. So anyway, I'm not about. I want to fight those guys. I don't want to just have them tell us what to do. And what else? I think that's it. So we are now at the luncheon, entertainment, and auction section. What time is it?
You're early. We're noon.
11:55. Where's Tina? Where's Tina?
Tina! We're finishing up early. You guys ready for us?
Yeah, we're finishing up early, and you gave me a hard time about the time frame thing.
20 minutes. Come on, Joe. Do a dance.
She wants the karaoke machine. She wants you to sing.
Let me entertain you. Okay, so are you ready luncheon wise, or we have?
He said they need 20 minutes on me.
20 minutes.
The cooker guys say about 20 more minutes for the meat.
So. Mill?
We have the options, don't we?
Auctions. We have Clancy has graced us with his presence. He is going to entertain for us. I said, you're going to tell a whole bunch of jokes, right? And he just looked at me funny. So he's going to sing for us, I hope. And it's going to be good, right? Okay.
We can let Cody introduce himself because there's probably a plethora of people who don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have Cody introduce himself so everybody knows who he is. And you can take all your complaints to him, not me.
The other thing we could do the informal open
forum.
I'm Cody Allred. I met
quite a few of you, not all of you, and look forward to meeting more of you and getting to know you better. So I've been here just barely over a month and absolutely love it. It's beautiful and amazing up here. I feel truly blessed to be here. So with that in mind, I also have big plans of making improvements to the cabins, being able to make improvements just to headquarters down here. I've spent, well, my wife and myself and my son have spent a lot of time cleaning up and getting rid of, junk piles and just lots of different things that have been done. And again, with help from the Collinses, I know, get a ton. When I first came and saw the place, there was a lot of work to be done that I thought, well, hey, I can do that. That being said, was really nice that I was able to come in and move in with new paint, new cabinets. I mean, this place, they put so much time and effort into that is greatly appreciated by me, because I was able to move in and essentially start taking care of my responsibilities. So anyhow, I also do make time. Brent made sure that I'm aware I need to make time to have fun and do the enjoyable things, which I do as well, and am grateful for as well. So anyhow, you guys know where to find me. I live right there. So I guess as far as the complaint department goes, there's a box somewhere out in the field here. No, I'm just kidding. Let me know. I'm happy to help with what I can. I mean, obviously, there's some things I'm not going to be able to do. If there's issues that I can take to the board that we can see if we can get addressed and taken care of, I'm happy to do that as well. So my son James is around as well, and he probably is someone good to pass on something if I'm not here. So and also my wife. A lot of you probably met her as well, and she's been truly amazing and a big help. So. So my wife and my son have done everything here. The only thing I do is take care of the rats and the rodents when they get in the traps. So we've got a ton of them out of there and fixed holes and snakes as well. So that's there. There is, I mean, essentially there's a little cash box where you can Venmo, but it's kind of just, you know, on your honor, take what you want or what you need. We've tried to stock things. There is also a list on there. If there's things that you would like to see there, then you can put on there and we'll see if we can figure out how to get it here. So yeah, that's there as well. So
comment on the store, just so everybody's aware, we'll be posting some signs for that. The proceeds for the store are going to Cody and his son. Well, not really Cody, it's more his son, I think, is he's trying to earn some money to replace a bike, right?
Yes. Realistically, there's been probably about $2,000 worth of merchandise or purchase to put into that. So it's not like something that we're making money on, but we did also, that was what something I wanted to make clear, is that the money that is made off of this is not going to Deer Springs Ranch. It's essentially going to be my son trying to pay back a bike that was stolen. So that's where the whole thing started from, but we'll see how it goes.
So you've got to replace stuff and things that way too. So again, they're not charging a ton. If you go and look at the prices are pretty decent. They're not going to be what you can get them for in town, but they are pretty decent.
You don't have to drive to town to get them.
Exactly.
Look, we're running the business. This isn't UNICEF, okay? I'm just kidding, guys. All right. Nice to meet you guys, and thank you. Please let me know if there's things I can do to help. Like I said, I'm happy to help if I can. My primary responsibilities really are going to be the cabins headquarters here. I mean, Brent has been such an amazing help with just being able to learn the ins and outs of off-grid living as far as your water system goes, your solar and battery and all that stuff. So it's been great for me to learn, and I appreciate it, and just looking forward to really trying to continue to prove and make sure that things are going the way they should, so that everybody can be heard, one, and that everybody can be happy with the way things are here. So thank you, thank you. And I know for a fact that Plantieri is going to do a much better job than I did, and so I'm looking forward to hearing from that as well.